Good morning and welcome to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Love Plus One by Haircut 100, kicking it off with a great song. Today is a special 2-hour installment of Radio Libre 2.0 to celebrate Thanksgiving. I actually got to see Haircut 100 perform a couple years ago. There was a 80s night at the Honda Center in Southern California in Orange County, and I went with my mom, and there were a bunch of different groups and artists. I saw the Bangles there, I saw Boy George there, I saw the B-52s for I think the second time there. And that was really, really fun because it was purely nostalgia-driven. So they played all the classics. They played, like, obviously the music that everyone always wants to hear when they buy tickets to their concerts. And yeah, I love that song. It's such a good one. I've always found the name of the group, Haircut 100, to be so unique and interesting. But to be honest, a lot of these groups around this time, I mean, even today, there's people love coming up with unique group names, and that's fine and that's fun. And I think another group name that is particularly cool to me is Goth. This Goth group that you may know, and this is great. I'd love to see them perform. I remember I listened to their music when I was little, and obviously I didn't know that they were Goth, and so I just liked them because they don't sound like Goth. Because I think now when you think about Goth, you think about just like dark, and like the music's dark and like grungy and loud, and it just feels like dark, but their music is fun. It's just Goth. So here's In Between Days, The Cure.
I know I was wrong when I said it was true.
So that was 99 Luft Ballons by Nina, and that was the original version. Something that I've talked to people about, and this I feel like this goes more than like beyond music, is just are you a sub person or a dub person for most things, which means like. Would you rather appreciate foreign language things in the original language that they're in? And then like in the case of like film and TV, would you just slap some subtitles on it so you hear the actors speaking like the way that they spoke when they were filming? And then you just like get the translation, or do you get it dubbed? I think the first thing for me that comes to mind is the big thing from last year, which is Squid Game. And obviously I watched all of Squid Game subbed. So I watched it in Korean with English subtitles. And I knew people that watched the English dub. And I genuinely don't get why you do that, because you lose the original emotion from the actors. And it's a very emotional show. I mean, it's driven by a father and struggling, a struggling like young person. I mean, I don't want to spoil too much of the show just in case you're the one person in the entire world that hasn't watched it. But I like that with music too. And on this show specifically, I don't think I'll ever play an English release version of a song that wasn't originally recorded in English, like 99 Luft Ballons. Another one of my favorites is Der Kommissar by Falco. Also, I won't play the English version. It sounds weird in my head. But that's okay. So next up, we have a song that I love. And it's Gwen Stefani before she went solo.
Oh, I'm just a girl, all pretty and pudgy. Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul. Now Constantinople, so if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
You just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. A Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Constantinople, no you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Everybody's coming, leave your body out.
So that was No Doubt, Just a Girl. That was Gwen Stefani and her old group. And then we had Istanbul, Not Constantinople, by They Might Be Giants. Shout out to David Proctor. Byzantine World, learned all about Constantinople freshman year. And then we just had Oingo Boingo, Dead Man's Party, which the front man is, if you didn't know, Danny Elfman, who is good friends with Tim Burton and did all the singing voice for Jack Skellington, A Night Before Christmas. Speaking of animated movies, you know the best animated movie is? Cars 2. Yes, I said it. I love Cars 2. And honestly, one of the funniest jokes in Cars 2 isn't even a direct joke in the movie. It's literally the fact that they had Weezer cover this next song, which is You Might Think by, you guessed it, The Cars.
The sun fell down. You kept it going.
Silver screen and
So that was Careless Whisper by the king himself, George Michael. Obviously, such a classic song. Anyone who's anyone knows that song. And that saxophone is so beautiful. I remember my middle school band teacher loved playing that, and he'd play it all the time. Now I have a quick PSA for you. Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council. It's a little something, something. Next up, we got a song that I love. Obviously, everything that I play, I love. But I love this song specifically. just because of how fun it is. And it's just such a fun song. And I don't know what else to say. So without further ado, our lips are sealed by the Go-Go's. Enjoy.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatin.
Beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China. She might have been again incidentally in that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of gas, so absolutely dry.
insatiable an appetite.
What a try!
So that was Killer Queen by Queen. Love Queen. You know who really loves Queen? My grandmother. She loves Queen. Specifically, she loved the biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody. Saw that, I don't know how many times, in theaters, in our house. I mean, it's good. Rami Malek did a good job. I don't know. Queen's just such a good group. Their music is so good. And, you know, I have a joke. I'm gonna tell a joke right now. Okay, here's my joke. What do you call a killer queen? This is kind of ties in with the song. What do you call a killer queen? An evil woman.
But their broken dreams have got to end.
true love.
I say maybe
there must be a solution to the one thing, the one thing.
So that was The Look of Love Part 1 by ABC. That's one of the only songs I know from them. Actually, I don't know why I say one of. That is like the only song I know from them. But it's a good song, and I enjoy listening to it, which is really all that matters with music. You don't have to know everything about every single artist that you listen to. You can just listen to one of their songs and enjoy it. And not have to know everything. And that's okay. But yeah, ABC, Look of Love, Part 1. I haven't actually looked to see if there's another part. I've done that with Rock and Roll Part 2. There is no Part 1. Maybe this is the Part 1 and that's the Part 2. Even though they have completely different names and completely different artists. And completely different sounds. But that's okay. We're getting into the holiday season. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. So happy Thanksgiving. See your families. Tell them you love them. Tell your friends you love them. Tell everyone you love them. And that you appreciate them. After Thanksgiving, though, it's going to be Christmas. And you know who's the queen of Christmas? Miss Mariah Carey. I'm not playing All I Want for Christmas Is You. But I'm going to be playing another one of her classics. Most recently, I think it was used as the like a pretty important popular song in Ryan Reynolds' Free Guy. So here you go, Fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's that was what I said. Fantasy by Mariah Carey. But that's just a really like fun song in my opinion. I know it's sampled. Everything's sampled nowadays. But sometimes sampling's okay. Sometimes people can create something and then it can be used in a bunch of different ways to create a bunch of different songs and a bunch of different sounds, still using the same sound. And I think that's great. Whenever I think of Mariah Carey, since we're coming to the end of 2022, which means New Year's, I think of her her set on New Year's Rockin' Eve. I do not remember what year, and I genuinely don't remember what song it was. Probably because she wasn't singing it in key, and because she forgot the words, and because all this other stuff. I don't even remember the full reasons behind that whole debacle. But if you don't remember, Mariah Carey was performing on New Year's Rockin' Eve, which is the New York ball drop live show that they do every year to celebrate the new year. And they bring in a bunch of different celebrities, artists to perform. The same program a different year was when Gronkowski broke the Lego Steve Harvey bust. Lego had done up a bust of Steve Harvey for him, and Steve Harvey, I don't know if he was hosting or he was just doing an interview with Gronkowski, Gronk, and Gronk just thought it would be funny to pick up the bust and chuck it on the ground, and Steve Harvey freaked out. He got really mad, obviously, because it was like a piece of art of him. I also kind of got mad because I like Lego, and I don't really like when people throw Lego on the ground. But sometimes it's funny. Harrison Ford, I don't remember which Star Wars, I'm assuming it was Force Awakens, because he didn't do, I don't think he went on a press tour for the other two sequel movies. But during the Force Awakens press tour, I don't think it was with Jimmy Fallon. No, it wasn't with Jimmy Fallon. But he was given the new UCS, the Ultimate Collector Series Lego Millennium Falcon build, the $800 one. And he jokingly, like, tipped over. He was in a high chair, and he tipped over and shattered the entire thing during the interview, which is super awkward for everyone working on the interview, just because they're like, why? Why'd you do that? There's a lot of instances of celebrities with Lego stuff. There's the pre-release Lego Razor Crest, which is the Mandalorian ship from The Mandalorian. And they were doing a like showing of it with Pedro Pascal. And he pocketed the unreleased Mandalorian like minifigure. And like security and press freaked out, and they were patting down everyone. Because it was, since it was an unreleased figure from a large licensed company and a licensed product, it was very nerve-wracking. Going back to holidays, this Friday is the release of the final Marvel installment. And if you were here at my last show, my Black Panther Wakanda Forever special show, you'll know that I love Marvel and I love the MCU. But this Friday is the last installment of the MCU for the year, and that comes in the form of the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special starring Kevin Bacon, which I think is so funny that they finally got Kevin Bacon to join not only the MCU, because he was already in a Marvel movie, but to play himself after he was known as the King of Dance, or I don't remember exactly what they call him in the first Guardians of the Galaxy, but from the end of the first Guardians of the Galaxy, here is the Jackson 5, I Want You Back.